I'm Gary Parrish. Welcome back to the Sports Ion College Basketball Podcast, where we sometimes discuss camel fighting, dodo birds, leaky. Black Matt Norlander is not here with me. Just me and producer Josh. If you're watching on YouTube, honor Brandon Davies, smash the like button. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Ion College Basketball Podcast. Please also do that while you're here. Let's get into it. As I assume you understand, this is an emergency podcast. Norlander is out and about. I've got another show starting in about 15 minutes. He's got CBS Sports HQ responsibilities. I got to go to the airport as soon as I'm done here, flying up to New York for the NBA draft. We ain't got much time, but there is big news. Dusty May is the new head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. He's leaving Michigan after 2 years and one national championship. Big basketball development that impacts both the NBA and college basketball. The reigning champs in our sport need a new head coach. Producer Josh, turn your microphone on real quick and play Norlander's role for me. Tell me where you were, as long as it's not too personal and stuff. What were you doing when you heard the news Dusty May is leaving Michigan after winning the national championship in April? He's going to be Cooper Flagg's head coach starting soon.
Good morning, GP. I was standing in the locker room at my gym. I was checking my phone. I had just gotten a message from one of my bosses saying, good Monday morning. And I was like, that's a little weird. Why am I getting that type of message? It was clearly a sarcastic message. And because of our line of work, I went straight to Twitter and found that Michigan needs a new basketball coach. And then it went straight to the group chat, straight to, well, I guess I'm going to talk to you and Norlander today, even though the schedule was post the NBA draft tomorrow night. And I am sweating. I didn't get a chance to stop sweating and made record time on the way home from the gym.
Well, I'm glad you made it there safely. I hope you didn't get any sort of traffic citation. I do appreciate the hustle. Yeah, obviously, this is not what I expected to be doing on a Monday morning in advance of flying to New York. But here we are. Probably the biggest surprising coaching news of somebody jumping from college basketball to the NBA since Brad Stevens left Butler for the Boston Celtics. I think we'd known for a little while now that Dusty was intriguing to some NBA franchises, and there aren't too many college coaches I've talked to over the years who aren't at least interested in the idea of being a coach in the NBA. And so not surprised that he would be intrigued by the opportunity, not only to move to that level, but to coach one of the great young players in the sport, Cooper Flagg, the reigning rookie of the year, who, of course, was the number one pick in the draft a year ago. Eventually, Dusty will speak on this, and he'll have an opportunity to explain the decision, the thought process that he went through to reach this decision. But just broadly speaking, I can tell you that whether it's Roy Williams or Mike Krzyzewski or Tony Bennett retiring, or somebody else might be interested in jumping to the NBA, the nature of college basketball, where we are right now as a sport, has played a role in that. Now, obviously, Michigan is set up to flourish in this NIL transfer waiver world that we're living in, evidence being they just won a football championship not too long ago, a basketball championship a few months ago. But it can be difficult, having to rebuild and remake rosters every single year. I don't think anybody enjoys this. I know that most coaches don't want to complain about it publicly because they realize at this point how it comes across. You're making $5, $6, $7 million a year and you're complaining about your job. Most normal people don't want to hear that, even if you're making good points. So I know that most coaches don't want to complain about the chaotic nature of the sport, but they don't like, living the life that they're asked to live. They're compensated incredibly well for it, but it's not a enjoyable way to live every day of your life, even when the paychecks are awesome and the success is there. I think you could circle back to the night of the national championship game. This is stuff Dusty has talked about. You just reached the pinnacle of your profession. You just cut nets. You've watched one shining moment. This is a dream come true. And because of the way the calendar is constructed because of the sport in which you work. You have to make a choice. Do we want to celebrate this with our coworkers, our players, our families, our wives and kids, and like really cherish this moment? Or do we want to hop on a Zoom because there's somebody in the transfer portal and it just opened and we might need to talk to them? Remember, we got to win games next season too, and we're probably about to lose him. You want to come home after the Final Four national championship game and maybe just like take a breath, spend some time with your family, but you got to get right back on the road and start doing it all over again. And in the NBA, there are different challenges, but they're not those challenges. And if you're a head coach in the NBA, you do get a lot of your life back. I remember talking to Brad Stevens shortly after he left Butler for the Boston Celtics. And one of the things he said was, I remember they lost a lot early and that wasn't fun because he had been winning a lot at Butler. But he was like, I just coach my basketball team. Like, I watch film and I get on a plane and I coach my team and we do practice and then I coach a game and I don't like the losses stacking up, but I really do like just being a basketball coach, as opposed to, I'm not a fundraiser now. I'm not a recruiter now. You know, you win a game at Butler, you got three recruits in your office and you're talking with families and you're there for another 2 hours. You're the head coach in the NBA. It's like the game's over. You do your media. It's on to the next one. It's just a different life. And again, Dusty will have an opportunity to explain all of this, but I know that he didn't love, you know, that there wasn't time to breathe and really appreciate everything that they accomplished at Michigan this past season. And when presented with this opportunity, I think evidence in just what he's doing suggests that it got to a point where he's weighing everything, and jumping to the NBA at this point makes some sense. Masai Ujiri is now running things in Dallas. Obviously his track record speaks for itself. So after that franchise had sort of found itself in a bad place, after Nico Harrison had traded Luka Doncic to the dismay of basically everybody other than him, there was no guarantee of that thing was going to get back on the right tracks anytime soon. And they're still in a rebuild, it appears, and still got more moves to make. But now you've got a front office executive who is, you know, universally respected and accomplished, a head coach who is respected and accomplished, and one of the great young American players in the world. That's a pretty good place to be, given where they were on the day after they traded Luka Doncic to the Lakers. As for what it means for Michigan, obviously the timing here is not ideal. It's June 22nd. It's, you know, that roster is set up to be a preseason top five team, but now you've got to find somebody to coach it, and you've got to, you know, keep these players enrolled, because now that Dusty is leaving Michigan, those Michigan players are going to have a 15-day transfer window that will open 5 days after the hire is publicly announced. And so it's going to be open. I don't know if anybody will leave, but I feel confident telling you there's going to be plenty of coaches and other people on the phone with Michigan's players and their representatives trying to see if you were only there for Dusty May, then maybe you're open to leaving. And we've got NIL money too. So who knows what Michigan's roster will look like, or what that bench will look like, the coaching staff. Obviously, Mike Boynton has been on staff there with Dusty. He's a former head coach in the Big 12. You saw, you know, how difficult, like, you know, North Carolina at some point when it couldn't get anything done in a normal time frame for hiring a coach, you know, started looking at unemployed NBA coaches. You wonder if Michigan starts going that route as well, because you know, Michigan is the type of job that would make almost anybody look at it, but it is hard to get somebody who's already got a good job, ask them to leave that job in June to go take over a situation that at least is going to have some uncertainty attached to it at the very beginning. So huge day on the eve of the NBA draft. I thought today was just going to be talk about the draft, update a mock draft, fly to New York, get ready for tomorrow to watch franchises select, hopefully, their future stars. A little bit of curveball this morning, but the news is seemingly going to be official soon. Dusty May leaving Michigan after two seasons and one national championship. He will be the next head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. Josh, so what does this look like for us? We get this done now, and I think the plan was we weren't going to speak again until after the first round of the NBA draft anyway. So Dusty May to Michigan, we'll leave this here, and then we'll circle back, me, you, and Norlander, and we'll be here on Tuesday night after the first round of the draft. I'll be dressed more appropriately, I hope, and we'll talk about what the Wizards did at one, what the Jazz did at two, what the Grizzlies did at three, so on and so forth. That sound like the right schedule to you?
Sounds about right. I'll have a drier t-shirt on and hopefully a less red face as well.
Well, hey, at least you were up and exercising. That's what a disciplined young man should be doing on a Monday morning. So I'm proud of you for putting in the effort. Appreciate you hustling back home. Let's call it a show. Shouts to Devin Downey. Shouts to Chester, South Carolina. Terry Teagle's a legend. Huck, Larnell, Harmoose. If you're not subscribed to the Ion College Basketball Podcast, please go subscribe anywhere you subscribe to pod, like Apple and Spotify. There's more of us than there are of them. That should be reflected in the comments. So please do that. We'll talk to you again real soon, Tuesday night. Till then, take care.
Paramount Podcasts.